KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, January 27th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Not quite baseball season, but we are getting close. Dakota Wesleyan Baseball picked to finish 8th in the GPAC preseason poll that was released on Monday. The Tigers received 34 votes after finishing 13-37 last year. Concordia selected preseason number 1, followed by Morningside. The Tigers will open up their 49-game season schedule on the road for a tournament in Joplin, Missouri on Valentine's Day. They'll take on Clark out of Iowa and the College of the Ozarks as their first games are Saturday, February 14th. The Washington Commanders are finalizing a deal to hire Minnesota Vikings assistant Durante Jones as their new defensive coordinator. Jones will take over for Joe Witt, who was fired after Washington's defense ranked near the bottom of the league last season. Jones comes from Minnesota, where he coached defensive backs and served as the pass game coordinator under Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores. A top five college basketball matchup tonight. Number 3 Michigan hosting number 5 Nebraska. That's a 6 p.m. tip-off tonight from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and can only be seen on Peacock. Nebraska, they put their 24-game winning streak on the line. The Huskers won the last 4 games of last season, and they are now 20-0 here to open up this year, their best start ever. Nebraska now up to number 5 in this week's AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll. That's the highest they've ever been ranked. Arizona remains a unanimous number 1. Connecticut stays at 2. Michigan stays at 3, and Duke is at number 4. Gonzaga, they move up 2 spots this week to number 6. The big movers, Purdue dropping 8 spots as they were 0-2 last week. The Purdue Boilermakers preseason number 1, now ranked 12th. And North Carolina, they moved up 6 spots to number 15. On the court last night, number 1 Arizona held off 13th ranked BYU 86-83. Arizona stays undefeated at 21-0 on the season. And in the ACC last night, number 4 Duke had no problem with the 20th-ranked Louisville winning 83-52. On the women's side, the Southeastern Conference has set a record with 10 teams inside the top 25 this week. Georgia enters the poll at number 23. They defeated number 11 Kentucky last week. That gives the SEC the most teams ever in a single week in the women's poll. It's been around for 50 years. Connecticut remains the unanimous number 1. They're the only undefeated team left in women's basketball. And UCLA, they move up to number 2. Cleveland Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders has been selected as a replacement quarterback on the AFC's roster for next week's Pro Bowl games. Sanders, a rookie, he only played 8 games this season, threw 7 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. They went 3-7 in their final 7 games. Sanders was not originally selected as one of the 4 alternate quarterbacks when the rosters were first announced, but he gets the Pro Bowl nod. Former Twins outfielder Harrison Bader has signed with the San Francisco Giants on a 2-year deal worth $20.5 million. The 31-year-old Bader hit 17 home runs, a career high. He also hit a career-best 277 last year with 54 RBIs. He played 146 games last year between the Twins and the Phillies. NBA last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves, they rebound. They defeat the Golden State Warriors 108-83. Golden State playing without Steph Curry or Draymond Green. Also, Anthony Edwards, he did not play for Minnesota last night due to a right foot injury. Lakers defeat the Bulls 129-118. Luka Doncic with 46 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds for the Lakers. And the Charlotte Hornets had a 50-point lead for the second time this month as they roll past the Philadelphia 76ers 130-93. And that's a look at your sports here on KORN. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.